code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 5th, 2007. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can go into various topics on the associations, the fraternities, and the royal institutes. They're all connected to create your present and your future. And you can download as much as you want for free. Also look into alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can get transcripts in the tongues of Europe. And we're adding to those transcripts all the time. There's a few more coming in from other nations. You know, just living and being aware, and always being aware, it's not hard to project the future, because most people are wrapped up in the present. And what they think is the present happens to be all the topics that fill their heads, the entertainment that fills their heads, the music, the movies, what they're doing in their lives with those in their immediate vicinity. And they don't really see the big picture as they're actually living through it. They don't see what's coming. And a long time ago, I saw with the war on drugs, the big changes would come in the future, because I know that they created the drugs at the top. The whole culture was created from the top down. And the police forces grew, and I could see the security systems coming into schools until a generation has grown up in many schools by going through security equipment, bypassing it, being searched before they can get into school, lockdowns within schools, security guards inside the schools. And that's training a generation for a future that they'll grow up in, thinking it's all quite not natural and normal, and they'll have nothing to compare it to. When you don't have a time in your life where you haven't had that, then it's all normal to you. And those now and who are coming in their 20s, and with their cell phones and all the rest of it, they take everything for granted, thinking that everything that exists is just normal, including being searched at airports and ordered around. You know, at the airports, there's no discussion there as to rights and wrongs or your rights. You don't have any. You're just ordered as to what to do and when to bend over and how far and all the rest of it. And most people comply. And even the older generation that did not have this going through school comply as well. Everyone wants to get along and get to their destination at any cost. And unfortunately, there's no indignancy in them. Most people have no indignancy whatsoever. That's not a new phenomenon. In centuries past, in high circles of power, this technique of controlling the masses, the mass person who has no indignancy in them, is well understood. They go to the wall, and that's why Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about them. They don't fight back, they just turn around and eat their dead. That's what he said. We're back with more after the following messages.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix and talking about the majority of people that have always been the problem. That's why democracy was picked an awful long time ago by the elite. They knew that the masses, but 80-odd percent at least, would go and do whatever they're told to do, no matter how pitiful it is for themselves. They will follow orders and do what they're told. And it isn't until they're against the wall that they start really complaining, and then it's too late, because when you're against the wall, that's when you get shot. You see, that's what happens. Or you have unorganized rebels, as they say at the top, because there's no coordination, there's no planning. They never really want to believe that the king or the queen or the government could ever do anything bad to them, even when their senses tell them it's actually happening. And so the elite and the majority become the problem, almost working together to make this system, this totalitarian system, come into being. And that's always been the problem for those that think down through the centuries, and those who don't want to go along the garden path, because there's a big, big drop at the end of it into the void, and we know it's there. And yet, they've trained, as I say, a generation through the school system to be prodded and searched and to walk through past equipment that looks through their clothing And now the adults are doing the same thing as though it's all quite natural. And there's a whole bunch of television drama shows funded by the Pentagon or the BBC in England to train you into this through drama and fiction that this is all all normal. It's normal behavior. But there's nothing normal about it. They never had this during World War II or any other world war before that. They never had this kind of intrusion into everybody's private life. And it's becoming the normal now because people, as I say, are not indignant. And Zbigniew Brzezinski said that in an interview to one of the big magazines, what he thought about the people. Would they ever revolt because of all the plans that they had made at the top? And he says, what do I think of the people? He says, well, you can kick them, you can beat them, you can starve them, but they do they do anything? He says, no, they just turn around and eat their dead. That was his opinion of the general population. And these are the psychopathic creeps that are up there advising presidents and running all over the planet, having real power, by the way, because that's what Carl Quigley said. He said, these people, these technocrats, as they're called, unelected technocrats, wield the real power, and they're happy to know it, and it keeps them out of the limelight a lot of the time. The politicians, the front men, take the heat. They get the tomatoes thrown at them. They take the heat for what happens, but the technocrats are the big movers and shakers, and they never, as you notice, retire. They never retire. They put in 12 hours per day into their 80s and 90s. So it's quite incredible to live through this your whole life, watching everything happen, knowing that the bulk of the populace around you, including your own parents when you're growing up, don't know. They don't know what's coming down on them. And they've been trained to trust this these ones who come out of special wombs up there somewhere above them that are altruistic and just love them and deal with all the big problems while they can play. And that's what advanced socialism really means. It means perpetual childhood for everyone because experts beyond you, above you, are dealing all with all the big problems. You see, that's what it's about, perpetual childhood for the people underneath them. And unfortunately, lots of people like that. They like that. And if you could possibly get the airwaves of the entire planet and give them all the data showing them how this has all happened and where it's going, most of them would vote the same system right back in. Even if you told them it only lasts a few years, they'd vote the same thing right back because it's all they know. And people who belong to the majority are terrified of taking a risk or terrified of a change. They'll do anything to stay put in their little world and play. They're terrified of change of any kind. And the technology that's dished out, as I keep telling people, was not given for your benefit. The Pentagon had the internet long before the public were given access to it. It was designed and set up to create a world system of control. World system. Every single country in the planet. And the data on every individual, all the data, will be in that computer. And they've already done a simulation. They have simulated matrix worlds where they have a double of you in that world with all the data which they've already acquired on you in that person. Now they're bringing out the video games where they can monitor your brain and actually map your individual brain to put into that same structure. And one day you'll go to sleep and you'll wake up thinking you're in the real world, but it'll probably be the matrix world you're in. Quite something, isn't it? Now here's an article that ties in with this because Barbara DeLolis in USA Today talked about this. It's also on Mark Bard's ParallelNormal.com for December the 5th. And it's to do with Continental Airlines passengers in Houston will be able to board flights using just a cell phone or personal digital assistant instead of a regular boarding pass in a three-month test program launched Tuesday at Bush Intercontinental Airport. The program could expand to airlines and say Parallel Normal, Mark Bard's blog here, he's got reporters, travelers, love being scanned. That's the data they're giving you, or the PR, that you love being scanned. It's good for you. You like it. And it says, happy to help. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Continental Airlines tell USA Today that customers can aid the fight against terrorism by allowing security personnel to scan their mobile phones. Continental says travelers love the convenience. Isn't that wonderful? And here you are, thought it was just about chatting to people across the world and asking them what they're buying and what they've bought and what they're going to buy and all that. And it says the Transportation Security Administration scheme to scan mobile phones instead of boarding passes strikes me as highly hackable. That's what Mark thinks. And he says, more significantly, it provides Homeland Security an excuse to point scanners at travelers' mobile devices, which often contain their personal and sensitive private information. Well, I do believe, to be honest, that most really won't mind, because I've heard people at checkout counters being asked personal information, and they just blurt it out like a repertoire to a checkout person. It's quite incredible. Or people do polls on the phone, and the person sitting next to you will just blurt out all their personal data. It's just amazing. Amazing, isn't it? It says, more significantly, it provides Homeland Security an excuse to point scanners at travelers' mobile devices. And it says, mark my words, this three-month pilot project is just the first of many that Homeland Security will launch to gain further access to the contents of mobile phones, even to commandeer them for intelligence and data gathering, because that's what they're really for. It's quite amazing. If they forced you to have a computer, if the governments gave you them all for free and forced you to have them, if they forced you to have a cell phone, you'd be suspicious. But if you make it appealing and they make you want it and you pay for it, it doesn't dawn on you. You're doing exactly what they want. It doesn't dawn on the average person at all. Not at all. So it's fantastic. It's fantastic how people go into this. Now, I've even had emails from people who will only use PayPal or something. They call it secure transference devices. Secure. There's nothing secure in the internet. There's nothing secure. I just talked to someone who had their bank account cleaned out by someone in Zaire, and the person who was cleaned out lives in New York. But they still believe this propaganda that it's secure. There's nothing secure. Britain, some of the higher levels in Britain, they're the top government that deals with the public and the public information, have lost umpteen disks recently out of their whole collection with the data of millions and millions of British people. It's just gone somewhere. They know it's been stolen. It didn't get to its destination, put it that way. But people still think the internet and so on happens to be secure. That boggles the mind. The Pentagon had it for donkey's years. So did the Soviet Union. They shared it before the public were given this internet. It's called a net or a web. Now, what is a net and what is a web? You get stuck on a web. You get stuck on it. Spiders catch you on a web, you see? And a net, the fish go into it, and you pull the drawstring, and they're all caught in the net. They even use all this terminology and sexual terminology, hard drive, a floppy, RAM, and so on. They're laughing at us all the time as we parrot all this nonsense they give us. But isn't it amazing, as I say, that people have no sense of indignancy anymore? People used to fight battles and have wars for the right of privacy. Privacy. That was one of the main reasons they supposedly had the War of Independence in the United States. You see, the British troops already could walk into any home in Britain with their rifles and bayonets and go through your whole home without any warrants. And so they said they wanted privacy in their own home. The day they gave it up, happily. I'm Alan Watts, and we're back with more after the following messages.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi folks, I want to walk back with cutting through the matrix and just complaining. It's been a day for complaining, shoveling snow and then hauling wood up a hill and so on. But just looking at the general populace and how they're going along with everything as always, and it's almost like seeing the wolves encircling you and the sheep are all huddling closer and closer but pretending nothing's really happening. And that's what gets most people. And yet, everything that's happening could literally be stopped. Never will be by the people themselves, but it could be stopped, whether it's high gasoline prices or all this intrusiveness, just by non-compliance. If everybody would stop driving for a day, you'd see the oil companies kick into gear and the prices drop right down. It's the same thing with airports. Stop going to airports, and my goodness, you'd see it clear up very, very quickly, and they'd be calling you yes, sir, and madam again very, very quickly. No problem at all. But you'll never get the 80-odd percent of the public to go along with that, which the elite counts on. Now we've got Jason in Florida. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, Alan. How are you today?
Not so bad. Yeah.
I just wanted to share with you, I went to the flea market in my local town and bought two seemingly unrelated items. It was a bicentennial 50-cent piece and a deck of cards. And it wasn't until I got home I realized that they had the same picture of the same goddess on them. It was Persephone.
Yeah.
And Persephone is evidently the statue on top of the Capitol building in D.C. And I just wanted to know what that means. Does that mean Persephone is like our patron saint of the United States, or?
Sort of, in a sense. I mean, it was to do with the old goddess. It's actually the nature of worship, because it's to do with plants and how they die and come back up again. So they have this nice fairy tale about going into Hades to rescue the fair damsel and bring her back to the surface. All of these old mythologies are actually about nature and how things grow and die by the seasons. And they gave them stories and how the nature goddess would, and with her daughter too, she would die or go into Hades, and a story of how she was rescued and brought out again and was reborn. It's all to do with nature worship to an extent. But to do with money, generally, even in Rome, the mint for Rome was in the temple of Diana. So they always use female goddesses for anything to do with the earth and their control, and even call their church by the female term as well. So it's all to do with nature and nature's God, nature's laws, etc. They believe that at the top they run nature, in other words. Yeah.
Wow. And one more thing. My girlfriend wanted me to ask you what your thoughts on Eustace Mullins.
I haven't heard too much of Eustace Mullins. Someone told me, I could be wrong, that he was also into the sort of British Israel type thing. Is that right?
I'm not sure. She knows a lot more than I do. She just wanted to know if you knew anything about that.
I know there are some good historians, but they often have a twist somewhere. They go off in one of the other directions, so I can't really comment on him.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Try to keep warm up there, Alan.
Yep, thanks for calling. Yep, it's been cold all right, and it's moving all that wood up a hill wasn't too pleasant either. Before I burned my dinner tonight again, and Hamish is quite happy because he ended up getting it. Now, there's Al from New York here. You there, Al?
Yes, Alan. How you doing?
I'm surviving.
Oh, that's good to hear. We need more people like you.
Yeah? Yeah, do you have a question or a comment?
I have both, a comment and a question. Growing up as an African-American male, I seem to think like the whole world is against Africans for some reason, or these people on the top.
Yeah.
They have a special thing for Africans, or what's going on? And my other comment is, my question is, the Nation of Islam, what do they have to do with the Masons? I know that it's something not too right about them. As a young African-American male, those were the only group that I thought was telling the truth for a long time until I listened to you, and now I realize that they weren't telling the whole truth.
That's how you get people to follow. You tell them a good part of the truth and fill in a lot of little blanks for them, and then you withhold another little part because one day you'll use them when they become useful, generally in conflict scenarios. And Britain's a great example by keeping they kept Northern Ireland in a state for centuries, 500 years. Canada, which still is run by Britain, kept Montreal in a separate state. They can rile them up every so often when they want an internal conflict. So they always create a situation where they can use racial conflict, religious conflict, or ethnic conflicts, or even language conflicts, if need be. And anything at all they can stir up and get people fighting each other, and then they come forward with laws which restrict everyone and get them further ahead with their agenda. Now, Africa, it's absolutely true, from the 1700s they were writing about the future of Africa, because they pictured people who were economists, big economists for the British Crown, and who advised diplomats and the diplomatic corps for London to do with trading and so on. They had all the different races marked out in order of preference for being saved for a future society. And John Stuart Mill and then his son who took over both said that the blacks who could mimic the white man's ways would be allowed to survive. Those who would not would have to perish or be eliminated. And hang on, and we'll talk about more after this break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we're talking to Al from New York on what the plans were for by the elite to do with the black populations. And as I say, that really was all categorized in the list that big economists made in the 17 and 1800s for the British establishment, because Britain at that time was building a massive world empire. The US took over from them to complete the whole organization, and it is the Anglo-American establishment, as it's called, as quickly called it. But they categorize different people, and you'll find it in H.G. Wells as well, in a two-part history of the world that he wrote, called History of the World. His son actually finished it off for him, because he died in 48, so it was published in about 1950 in two volumes. But H.G. Wells also had this same category as John Stuart Mill, with the certain whites at the top. They brought in what they thought were Jews, because those who survived through persecution through centuries and prospered had proven their Darwinian right to help and survive, to help this other elite. And they put down the Irish because the Irish kept rebelling against that particular system, and the blacks and American Indians down as a write-off. They would be written off and not allowed into a new age because under the Darwinian-type laws that they existed in the Brotherhood before Darwin came along, his grandfather actually wrote the first book on it, they said if they were allowed to come in to the new world, this new era, they would, by the Darwinian-type laws, bring down the superior ones. Says those who could adapt, though, the few who could adapt to the white man's economic system and mimic him, would be allowed to survive. And that really hasn't changed today. So these guys at the top are utterly racist, and they use populations, and they will annihilate populations if their usefulness is then over, even.
Yeah. So you said, Alan, they're utterly racist, but they adopted the Egyptians or Africans' way of keeping people minds, but they use it. It's like they use the same thing that they use against their descendants. I mean, does it seem that way, or is it like came up with the concept of race before, like Herodotus? Mm-hmm. Describe people by the way they look, but tribes. Who came up with that concept of race? When did that come around?
It's very difficult to know. I know that from the earliest times, commerce, the commercial system that brought in money even before it was coined and was actually weighed out, commerce brought that system with them. Commerce was there almost simultaneously with kings, this idea of kings and sovereigns who then married into their own family, in fact, that even the commoners below them of the same species were deemed inferior. So it seemed to have been something that came in with this advent of wealth, no longer being oats and stuff that you could eat or even tools, but wealth being what someone at some time invented, this substitute for real wealth or real estate, which is called money or gold or silver, that you could weigh out. That brought this entire system with it. And even then, they noticed that certain people, certain tribes, didn't need that system and would not adapt to it. They were perfectly independent. And today... they call them, and the sociologists and ethnologists will call them today stagnant civilizations because they will not adapt to the white man's silly, neurotic, psychotic, dysfunctional way of working, earning money, and then being dependent on the system. So they're called arrested civilizations or stagnant civilizations because they're completely independent.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons they want to kill off anyone who really wants to be independent and whole peoples who are still independent, that's their arch enemy, really.
Okay, Alan, my phone is going there, but I have one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like the Olmecs in Central America and the Mayans, they tried to have the same systems as the systems and control the population. So was that their downfall? They just got overthrown by the regular...
Well, what I think in Latin America, I think a lot of the peoples who eventually brought in the technology to design, the sciences to design, showed the pyramids and so on, showed an understanding. And then you'll find that there were even professors in the United States that belonged to Harvard. Barry Fell was one of them, who discovered that Egyptian contact with Latin America and the eastern seaboard of the Americas was had happened thousands of years ago, and they actually found Egyptian writings and ancient Iranian writings in Algonquin Park here in Canada. The CBC did a 6-part documentary special on that, where definitely priests were here. So I think they brought the technology with them. I also think that some people who ran the seas at those times, big traders, probably the Phoenicians, transported whole peoples into Latin America, but I think the people eventually who ran the big civilizations in Latin America left, to be honest with you, and those who they'd brought in to serve them were left, and they didn't have the sciences to keep it all going. That's what I suspect. They almost mimicked what they'd seen happen to do with sacrifices and so on, but they couldn't really explain it as to why they did it. Someone taught them at one time, but I think they probably pulled out. They definitely had contact America BC. People should try and get that book, America BC, by Professor Barry Fell. Excellent one to read. There's another couple that he made as well on that topic. And the big boys don't want to even talk about it, even though they've found coins that were minted in ancient Rome on the eastern seaboard. They found different coins of different countries going back 2,000 years. It's a very interesting topic. Now, we've also got Dan from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Dan?
How are you doing?
Not so bad.
Yeah, I'm not so bad. I'm a little sore myself from cutting and splitting wood down
here. Oh, you too, eh?
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's nice to not use oil when you can. So
yes, I know.
I think you have a great show tonight. And what do you think of the book King Rat as well as the movie? It kind of shows society, with the psychopath running the show at the top.
Yes, yeah, you've got it right on, and that's exactly it. The psychopaths in this particular type of system, they thrive. This is their system. We have the key, in fact, that this is their system, because they give you traditionally a psychopathic culture of dog-eat-dog and a few winners and lots of losers, and we're taught that this is normal society. So we have a society created by psychopaths that serve the psychopaths, and they can only win in this particular system since they run the whole system, the money, the fraudulent banking and the con games of money. They run the whole show. They can't help but succeed, yeah.
We certainly see the con game of money with the mortgage paper debt all over the place today.
It doesn't even have to be paper. I mean, money itself is a con.
Oh no, I understand. I'm a follower of you, and I agree. But it scares me about King Rat, because people were in prison, and they were still belonging to the old system. And it just blows my mind, because I don't think there's much hope for the general population. I think there's a small group that will see and be able to understand what the psychopaths are doing.
Yeah, history has always been deflected, at least deflected from the system by the few, and the masses go along whichever way it happened. Whoever wins in the end, that's who they follow. Blindly, they don't ask many questions and take everything for granted. But you're right, most people, I think, are going to go down with the system. They're too selfish. And here's another thing to ponder. It isn't necessarily there's this too few good people in the world today. I've often wondered if there's too many bad people in the world today, because there's so many psychopathic types out there who are so selfish, so into themselves. It's me, me, me.
Yes, I think the system breeds onto itself, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's strange when you get out of the system. And I was fortunate enough to go sailing not long ago, and I got out of the system a couple different ways. One, by destroying my cell phone and completely removing it. And I felt different after I got away from that, as well as the Internet. When you get away from it, you start to get your independence back in a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, we just keep throwing the pebbles in the pond, as you say, and get the ripples going. I have seen some results, and I do keep pointing to your site. So keep up the great work, and wow, just what an education you provide. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Now we've got Tim in North Carolina. Hello?
Hey, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering, you know, I got your stuff in the mail and everything, and I tried reading it. I've got to read it again because it's a little difficult the first time around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed I've started looking at words different.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking on TV right now. Yeah, I still look at it, but I don't let it program me. But it's just like the word they got breaking news up in. When I look at the word breaking, I see, you know, a king in it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a subliminal. A lot of these words have other words in them, and if you look at them real good, you'll see it.
Yeah.
Is that part of the programming?
It's part of the programming. You'd be surprised how many words are out there that contain inner words. Your subconscious reads the inner words as well and helps to program you. And you don't even think about it, you know. And, So even with the way the string, remember that every letter is a symbol.
Right.
And your subconscious understands symbology. And you can actually program people through symbology when they're looking at pictures or shapes or symbols. And that's what writing and reading really comes down to. And the average person can write, basically. It's getting worse with every generation now, but they can write. And they call it spelling because it puts you under a spell. That's why it's right under that in the dictionary, spelling and spell. Look at the two of them. It casts a spell over your mind because even John Dee put out a big book on that. It's full of Masonic coding or Rosicrucian, real Rosicrucian, not the jokers are out today pretending they're Rosicrucian. But it was all to do with coding under the guise of calling spirits down. If you understand the symbology of the letters and the way he strings them together, he's showing you codes, and that's how they used to communicate with each other. However, we can also be programmed by codes, and that's what newspapers are. The programming methods, especially when they couple pictures next to a big headline, which can often make you believe the opposite of the headline or vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's all to do with the way it's strung together.
Yeah, well, it seems like to me when I look at the symbols and I understand some of the symbols, and then you can pick out the symbols in the word sometime.
Yes,
they'll actually, you know, it'll be in it.
Yeah,
and it's pretty plain actually.
That's right. If you look at just even many symbols today have a horizontal line, and above it is a capital M, and so you've got two pyramids over a line, but it's also a 13 on its side. That's what it is, like McDonald's, the big
right,
McDonald's.
Right.
So you're seeing a 13, and you turn it up again, it's 13, but it's also a B, the letter B as well, you see?
Yeah.
And you can actually break down the letters, and I put it in that in my books, how this is done. And so letters are also numbers as well, if you understand how to read them.
Yeah, I was reading about the defense, and I got to go back over it all because it's a lot to take in the first time around.
Yes.
I'm following it pretty good. I've got the big picture of it anyway. I've got the, you know, I think I know how it really works, how the orders control it all.
Yes.
But at the same time, I like to, you know, you pick up the details later once you know what's happening. You can start seeing it. Even when they make speeches on TV, you can start reading through it pretty easy.
Yes, they make very good speeches if you know what they're actually saying. And when you do, it can be scary because you really hear what they're really saying.
That's right. That's right. You said it. That's just it's amazing. It's amazing when, you know, I always thought something was wrong because I came up very poor. Mm-hmm. And I knew something wasn't right, too. But
yeah.
No one ever told me how it really worked, and I heard you on the reality check, you know, the one that you had up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the first time around, I said, this guy's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I go back and I listen to it. It was probably five times.
Yeah.
And I said, no, he's not crazy. He knows exactly what he's and really, the first time I heard it, I said, that's it.
Yeah.
I said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to all your blurbs. I downloaded most of your stuff on the website, I think just about everything.
Yeah.
So now I'm going, I read the book first, but I'm going back through the CDs now.
Yes.
Because I heard you explain the sound and all that, and I knew I'd read that in the book. But the CDs, I got to do something with the sounds a little, you know, I don't know if it was the mic y'all was on or what. It's a little tough to hear it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was also on shortwave, too, so it wasn't the best reception. That was taken from Shortwave Radio International.
Have you ever thought about just going back through the book and then doing an audio as you go through the book?
Yeah, I'm going to put out a lot more. I hope if I can get time to on symbology and languages, etc. Because you find the same coding is all through every other language as well. That's the interesting part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's very interesting stuff, and if you come out with something new, I would sure purchase it, Alan.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you'll notice too, the upgrade language is always at the same time.
I remember you said that.
Yeah, they brought Shakespeare out and the King James Bible, and it basically created what we think of as the English language, because before that they were speaking a form of Old Saxon German. And they were doing the same thing in Germany, too, creating High German. Luther's book brought out what now called High German. So every country was being upgraded in Europe at the same time in their language by the same priesthoods.
Awesome. It's amazing that they were that organized, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they'd already been around for thousands of years.
Yep, and they got the archives, right?
They had the archives of information, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Thanks for calling. And I got Klaus in Iowa.
Yes.
Hello, Klaus.
Yes. Klaus here. How are you tonight?
Not so bad. I'll tell you, hold on, Klaus. We'll be back after the break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we've got Klaus from Iowa on the phone. Are you there, Klaus?
Yes, I am here. And
yes,
how's everything? How are you doing?
I'm just relaxing after humping wood up a hill.
I had two items I wanted to kind of bring to your attention. They're a little bit disparate, but they do relate to a lot of the stuff that you're talking about. Number one, you had mentioned something about people and societies being independent, and that is not what the powers that be like to have, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you aware, have you seen the book called The Law of the Somalis?
The Somalis? No,
yes.
No, not that one, no.
Are you familiar with Somalia in
yeah.
Africa?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the fact that they have no central government?
Yeah.
And that they are working basically on customary law?
That's right. That's right. There's even people in Iran, tribes that move through there are very similar to that, in fact, yeah.
Right. Well, I would recommend, if you have a, if you have an opportunity to get hold of this book, it's by Michael Van Noten.
Mm-hmm.
And this book was published in 2005. It's a fairly new book. It's an incredible exposition of the study of their laws and the whole system that they go by. The family, the clan, and all various levels.
Mm-hmm. And that's how, you see, that's how all even Europe used to be.
Yes.
You didn't have a whole series of lawyers or words that you couldn't understand. They were very simple, very basic. Everyone knew that the cultural laws and our rules, as they called them, and
right.
and there was no problem. Our whole system was taken over on behalf of the elite by this fake legal system.
Yeah, and it kind of stems from the old biblical concepts of the tens, the hundreds, the thousands. And the Michael Van Noten was very, very interesting. He was a Dutch lawyer and attorney from the Netherlands. He died in 2002. Someone by the name of Spencer Heath McCallum took his work and published and edited and published it.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is he had spent the last 12 years of his life living with the clan because he had married into one of the clans.
Mm-hmm.
And a fascinating story, just absolutely fascinating.
Yep.
And it's a marvelous, marvelous book, and how they basically, he describes the fact that when you have central government, democracy, quote-unquote, and so forth, it is totally destructive of civilization.
You become a slave.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. It's a cover for, I mean, Charles Galton Darwin said it. He says we're creating a new, more sophisticated form of slavery. And that's exactly what democracy is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really recommend the book if you have a chance to read it. He's also got a really beautiful appendix in here called the Freeport Clan, an overall viewpoint of developing a Freeport city, but
mm-hmm.
in the clan system. It's just an amazing concept.
Yeah.
The other quickie item I wanted to just mention was, are you familiar with Ken Welch?
I've heard the name.
Reverse speech.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
If you had a chance to even look at his website, ken-welch.com, he's the one that has
just all the technology and so on and the tapes and all that.
Yes, he's exposed.
I don't really go into that, to be honest.
Right,
it's beyond. It's much simpler than that stuff. And on tapes, I've been in studios. I worked in them. You can make them sound like anything in reverse. Honestly, yeah, you can. Well, that's it for me and Hamish from Ontario, Canada tonight. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With three.